Welcome, folks, to another community radio interview. I am Manuela, and this is CJRO Local First. On February 24th, Castleman Municipality will host a Seniors and Caregivers Fall Prevention Workshop. Talk about this and other events happening in the municipality of Castleman. I've had the pleasure to interview Genevieve Lajoie, Mayoress of Castleman. Hello, thank you so much for joining us. What's going on in Castleman?
Castleman is a bustling town. Lots is happening. We have a strong knit community. And we're moving major files forward. We're progressing quite well. We have a range of demographic Castleman. We have two local high schools. We have two elementary schools, two daycares for infant to toddler. So we have like beautiful mix. We've become quite a proactive, progressive community, and I'm very proud of it. We draw our water from the South Nation River, and it's very susceptible to climate changing each year, right? So, I mean, we've been faced with PHMs, manganese. One year it was completely fine. The next year we had level 3 advisory from the South Nation Conservation, which led to the appearance of blue-green algae in our water. So we've been moving a lot of files forward to truly analyze and understand kind of the situation we're in and where we need to go. So we have quite a strong blueprint for the future, and lots of proactive actions have been taken to ensure that the province is on board and regional partners are on board. So I'm feeling very confident with that file. Jenna, our recreation director, is actually phenomenal. I've never met such an incredible human being. She leads with her heart, and she's a strong leader. I initiated this series called The Voices of Castleman, where I met with different groups of different demographics within our town in an open setting. So one of them was the caregivers program. Local caregivers were invited to come and share their stressors or the barriers or challenges they're facing in our town. And, you know, what kind of service delivery could we implement within Castleman to better them? And one woman came and shared a story with me about how her husband was afflicted with ALS. You know, he deteriorated quickly, and they're both seniors, right? And she didn't have enough personal aid care at home to be able to help lift him and do all, you know, challenging things that she couldn't physically do. So she really pushed for caregivers, which prompted me to reach out to Ontario Caregivers, which is an incredible organization full of dedicated people. And Anne-Marie and I undertook ways to enhance caregiver support here in Castleman, which is what led to this more senior-focused development here in Castleman. And one of the things that came out of Seth Folk came to visit Castleman, and they help seniors navigate kind of services for their health. They help advocate for Francophone service delivery as well.
How's the online dog licensing procedure going? Do you have any response from people? Do they apply for that online?
People have. People told me about it, and they were all excited that they could just log in and not have to go in the municipality and pay with debit. It's part of our strategic plan to modernize our services here in Castleman, and the staff have done an incredible job and made a lot of advancements. I have 3 dogs myself. I have to go log in and register myself. I haven't done it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for your time. Bye.